I'm not playing no fucking games, bitch.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid calling. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Aloha.
Aloha to you. I'm looking for Maya. Last name, Normous Butt.
Hang on, I'll check. Has anyone here seen Maya Normous Butt?
All right, guys. Hey. Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is me, Carlito. I'm here with Laugh Track Matt.
Hi.
Matthew.
Cock munches.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Bad. I forgot to start the video, the YouTube. Fuck. Hang on, let me enable it real quick.
Fire it up. Get the YouTube machine going.
See, that's a big deal. If I don't get done, everyone's like, hey, missed the day show.
What kind of fans do you have to talk that way?
I've got the worst fans. They're such assholes sometimes. Swear to God, some of them, like, especially on YouTube, holy shit. Just like, you made this private, you asshole. Like, it's just download it, go to the website and listen to it.
I'm up to 305 subscribers.
Yay.
I'm feeling pretty good. Feel good about myself. They like me out there.
You have a weird name for yours, don't you? What's your name?
No, it's Hillock 666 okay. With the zero for the O.
Okay. That's why I thought weird. I knew there was something different about it. Isn't it Jayad or Ice Goose? One of the two has Jesus in a dump truck, I think.
Oh, somebody does, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
One of those two.
That's a good name, man.
Jesus in a dump truck. That's all. I could see Jesus driving a dump truck.
Yeah.
Very chill job. I could see Jesus as the guy that delivers water to office buildings.
And fucking winks at the broads in the office, starved for cock.
He turns one of those whole water big jugs into wine.
Yeah.
You know, you have a party, man.
Yeah. Here you go. Y'all have fun today.
Yeah.
Good looking out. See you this weekend. Give me a call.
Yeah. He musses up your hair a little bit. Like, there you go. He does that on Fridays sometimes.
And he's black for some reason.
Yeah. He's got dreadlocks. Super cool guy, though, that Jesus. The Dominican guy that delivers water to your office building.
Oh, listen to the hammering. Do you hear it?
Yeah. You're listening to which one? What are you listening to?
It's outside. It's clank. They're working on, like, the shit. It sounds like a fucking goddamn kid with, like, pots and pans and a wooden spoon. Just, like, clank, clank.
Clang. Oh, I thought you said you were listening to Hammer, like MC Hammer.
No,
Oh, yeah.
I'm listening to not, you know, the Hammer Diver. Yeah. I'm listening when he tried to come back hard.
Oh, yeah, pumps and a bump. You remember that video he had the huge Johnson and his Speedos by the pool? Yeah.
No.
The whole thing was that video for that one song when it came back, you know, as just Hammer, he was all hard.
Yeah.
And yeah, he had a video by the pool for that song Pumps and a Bump.
Yeah.
And he was wearing Speedos and with no shirt on, and he had like this massive fucking horse cock in the Speedos. You could see it, like, it was massive fucking bulge. And he went on Arsenio Hall's show, who actually came back last night and did really well in the ratings. He's back on late night.
Wow,
Arsenio
really?
Hall. Yeah, I didn't even know. You're in Chicago. I thought you'd know that. He's in cool. Yeah. I don't know if he does it in Chicago anymore like he used to.
No,
yeah. But Arsenio was like, what the hell, man? Like, he showed his still of it. It's like,
yeah.
Massive cock. Yeah. You should look at it. It's a nice looking cock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which, here's Handicap Equipment Machine Corporation.
Right away. This is the name of it. Yeah. What do they make? Wheelchairs and shit?
Probably one of those wheelchairs. Look and see if their stickers on your wheelchair.
Huh?
Hi, Simone. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Well, how can I help you?
Did your water get delivered by Jesus? He was supposed to come and deliver your water today.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie. I'm with Water Machines. We deliver your water there.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
United Water Machines. Yeah, did Jesus, there's a Dominican guy named Jesus who's supposed to come deliver your water services today and, you know, take the empty ones, and he was going to check your taps and everything.
Are you sure you're calling right away?
Yeah, right away, Handicap Equipment Corporation Machines.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Is there a man? Is there a man I could talk to? Because obviously you've got a little problem there with the phone.
I have a problem with the phone?
Well, obviously, yeah, because I've explained twice now what's going on, and you're like, duh, you know? Do you have fluoride in your water? Is that what's wrong? Do you drink fluoride at home?
What is your name?
This is Eddie. That's the second time I tell you my name also.
And what is your manager's name?
Mr. Matt. Matt Hillett?
Mr. Matt?
Yeah, he's on the line. I can connect him if you want.
Please.
I have supervisors on hand.
Please.
All right. Hey, Matt, I got this stupid bitch on the phone.
Yeah. Hi there, dear. How are you? Hello. Sugar tits, speak up. The cat got your tongue. Did Jesus bring the fucking water today or not?
Hello, honey baby. I told her she has problems with the phone. All right, let me call her back. She didn't say anything after that. She just kind of stared at the phone, I think.
Thank you for calling right away. This is Simone. How can I help you?
Hey, big girl. Was I talking to you? I was transferring my manager. Are you just staring at the phone or something? She has steam coming out of her head right now.
Like the cartoon shit, like going up the ears. Just stop.
So, Jim, can I help you?
Well, finally, I get to talk to a man, you know?
What's up?
Well, I was calling to see if Jesus had come deliver the water yet, the water machines. Now you're doing it, you stupid little asshole. Hello? Listen.
Hello?
Yeah, I got a fucking guy that goes down there and brings your water and shit. His name is Jesus.
Yeah?
All right. So did he show up yet? Why is it so hard to get this answered by you damn people?
Which company are you with, sir?
I'm with United Water Machines.
I don't think we deal with United Water.
You do now. We took over.
Okay. I don't remember authorizing a change.
Well, we provide all the water machine services.
That's right.
Exactly. Don't get smart and technical with me. What's your name?
And hey, Zeus isn't here. What would you like me to do for you?
Well, did he come in yet? Why are you so stupid that I've had to ask you? Now, this is the fifth time. Did he come in or no? Are you saying he didn't come in?
Right.
You're really stupid. You know that? You've wasted a lot of my damn time. I'm trying to track him down, you know? See if he's doing his job.
Sorry about that, but I haven't seen a Jesus.
Whatever. No one brought your water today, then?
No.
Fine. Why did it take so long to get that info from you?
I apologize if it took a long time, but...
Let me speak to your superior.
I'm the manager here, sir.
I can command you to put someone else on.
There's nobody above me here, sir.
No?
No.
All right. I don't have anything else for you. You got anything for it, Matt? My supervisor's here.
Yeah, I like the fact that he was calling you sir. That was fantastic. Yeah. How you doing there, you fucking Nancy boy? You haven't seen Jesus bring water? You stupid fuck. He totally barked you down, and you're like, no, I'm sorry, sir. There's been no issues here. We know you don't deal with this fucking fake company, you dumb shit.
You think I'm not smart enough to figure that out?
Yeah, I think you're just
figured it out. Get out of here.
Retards don't know how to use the phone.
I've got almost my entire staff here laughing at you boys.
We're laughing our ass off too.
Wow.
Hey, staff.
Hey, guys.
Do you know your boss masturbates in his office all day while you're working hard?
Guess we're not speakerphone anymore. And he didn't do it because it was crude. He's like, oh no, he knows.
He's like, what are they doing? Turning on my webcam? Motherfuckers.
Oh shit.
It's the guys from my prepaid sites. I knew they track me now.
He probably does, and there's already a rumor in the office.
Yeah. Now they're like, ooh.
You just coincidentally, you just brought it up. They're all the women are like, hey, I told you. I heard he does that. That's how they talk.
For some reason they're hillbillies down there.
I heard they do that.
You're like, don't get smart with me, boy. Yeah. He called you fucking sir. Yeah. It's a sorry and shit. Whatever, talking about. You really think that's that fucking broad that bought the fake iPad saying, you think all that information I said was true?
Yeah, she was waiting. Ahead of Brad on that when she gave her social security number, her bank info, fucking God, the address. She wanted the purple iPad.
Yeah. No, everything's fake. Jesus fucking Christ. Aren't you glad you did a show? Yeah. It's already fun.
Yeah, I am. Thanks, man. Here's Otis Elevator.
It's a pretty nice elevator. I like it. It's got an ADA compliant phone. I watch this kid that does things.
4-digit extension. You may dial it at any time. To dial by name, press the number sign.
The number sign. It's the pound sign.
One moment, please.
The number sign. Dummies work on elevators that fucking have people's lives in your hand.
What's a pound? What's a pound? Who's calling in? What's a pound? I got a story. Remind me about pound key after this.
Yeah.
It's a good story. Hello.
Good morning. Hello. Elevator.
I've tried to. I'm in the elevator in the parking garage.
Where are you, sir?
I've been inside. I'm sitting on the floor. The elevator machine doesn't go, and then I tried to pick up the thing, and it said hit the pound key, and there's, I don't know, what's a pound key?
The number sign.
Which number?
What? No, it's the,
hang on. This one.
But it's a.
That one?
What? Yeah, but you've already reached me.
Huh?
What state and city are you in?
Hang on. There. Okay.
What state and city are you in?
I'm in, I think the state here right now, we're safe. You know, everybody's calm.
No. What town are you in, sir?
Yeah. Huh?
What town are you in? What city?
The garage? Huh? I get really bad reception in these elevators have poor reception. That's the first thing I gotta say.
I'm trying to help you, sir, but I need to know.
What's a pound key? What's a pound key? Listen, I'm diabetic. What's a pound key? Hang on. Let me try this one. No. There's one that looks like a star, kind of.
The one on the other side of the zero. But it won't work now because you've already reached me.
Then what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this thing?
I don't know because you should have gone to Otis Line, not to...
We cannot go. Make us go.
Can you hold on a second, sir? Yeah,
can you put me through to Mr. LaForge?
No, I can't. There's no Mr. LaForge here.
Jordy LaForge?
No.
Okay. Well, let me get someone on, please.
Hold on, please.
Okay, thanks. Jordy LaForge.
Oh, this is fucking awesome. She's so pretty.
Jordy LaForge.
Oh, my God. Diabetic.
What's a pound key? It's like the number sign. Which number? What stand are you in? Oh, we're doing pretty good. Yeah, we're all right for now. It hasn't been that long.
We're in a state of confusion.
Well, we're not moving.
clang, hammer, hammer, hammer.
Can you make that louder? We could say it's you in the background.
I could open the window.
Yeah, do it.
No, I can't. I can't move the laptop. The fucking power supply is so janky.
Damn it. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. She's running around frantic.
Then I do the echo. I'm going to be in the mine in the elevator shaft. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
This one better? All right, this is the better echo, I think. Yeah.
Elevator machine. Echo machine. Who's she getting? The guy with the grill?
Hello?
Yes.
Where are you located?
Right now we made a hole on the top of the elevator.
Yeah, but we don't. You called the service location, and we don't know what state you are.
Right now we're not moving. That's the status. And the phone thing, it says hit a pound key, and there's no such thing. I looked all over it. So I got through to that lady, and she had me on hold for so long that we took out some of the ceiling panels, and right now I'm on top of the elevator, and I'm going to just start climbing.
You probably shouldn't be doing that.
Well, I mean, I got stuff I got to do. I'm diabetic, you know. I got to get something to eat. My sugar's really low.
Yeah, but what state are you in?
I would have to say I'm not critical. I'm stable right now. I'm stable. It's a little uncomfortable here. It's very stuffy. Kind of dirty. It's dark. But
can you take me off a speakerphone and talk to me directly?
Well, I mean, I need both of my hands. My phone is in my pocket, my shirt pocket, because I'm hanging on with both my hands right now. I'm gonna keep climbing, you know, until I hit maybe the next floor up. How do I open the door from inside the elevator shaft?
You can't.
Can you stop my little elevator shafts in the detention level? Can you shut down the elevator shafts in the detention level? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Shut down all the elevator shafts in the detention level.
Yeah, we...
Someone's activating the elevator, not the shaft.
They probably did.
What do I do?
But you're not telling us what building you're in?
I'm in the garage machine.
Yeah. But you,
uh-oh, here it comes, here it comes. All right,
what state are you calling from?
That's the elevator next to me. It's like moving. That one's working, but this one is.
Yes, but we don't know where you're located.
Oh, I'm in Arizona.
You're in Arizona.
Yeah, that's why it's very hot in here.
What's the city in Arizona?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
What's the name of the building that you were going to in Arizona?
International Business Machines.
International Business?
Machines.
So you're in the IBM building in Arizona.
No. Don't get them confused with IBM. It's just International Business Machines. There's pending litigation about that. Look, we really shouldn't be talking about this right now.
Yeah, but in order to send somebody to you, I need to know where you are.
I'm in the... It's cold. It's dark. There's a dripping noise. There's cables in here. There's used condoms.
Hold on. Yeah.
I think I can get back in the elevator.
Yeah, I would go back to the elevator. And then stay there.
Stay here? Okay. All right. I'll just wait here for help, because this is going nowhere.
No, it's not going to go anywhere. I'm trying to figure out what building you're in.
You're not even helping me out. People are so stupid.
If you can't tell me what building you're in, I can't send anybody to you because I don't know where you are. You're on a cell phone. You're not on one of the phones that are inside the elevator.
Well, you're pretty stupid then. Right?
International business. See, I don't have an international business in Arizona.
Well, fuck me then, right? I guess I'll just sit here and wait like an asshole.
Now, are you inside the elevator?
Now I am, yeah, because, you know, Master said I got to...
There should be a phone in the elevator.
I did, and it said hit pound key. There's no pound button.
Just push the button.
Which one?
The elevator, the phone has one button. You push that button, and that'll call Otis line.
No, it says press the pound key.
What kind of, is it a blue phone? Or is it just kind of mounted into a panel?
It says elevator machine phone. Hello? And the call got cut off. Fuck. The fuck happened? I was getting, there's a problem with this call and it cut off. I didn't do that on purpose. Maybe the NSA didn't like me joking around about elevator machines. I don't know. My call got cut off.
Yeah, I was, it hurt for quite a while. How long did you keep them on?
I don't know. It was starting to get boring anyway.
Yeah. Dude, turn down all the trash compactors on the detention level. Turn them off. There's pending litigation with IBM. Holy fuck, guys. Like, I suggest you do get back in the elevator.
He's totally like, yeah, oh yeah, you probably should get back in the elevator. He didn't seem to have a problem with the fact that I was trying to climb out like in a movie or something.
Yeah. Got it up my fucking pocket. I'm screaming at him.
Yeah.
Duh, the sound effects are pretty spot on, dude. Yeah.
You know, that's been in so many movies, that whole scenario. I wonder if anybody's... You'd think it's happened a lot. I've never heard a story about someone actually ever doing that, escaping.
Yeah, I don't know. Me and my mom got locked in an elevator that went too far up, and the fire department had to come and, like, help us down through, like, the half of fucking door.
Wow.
It was pretty crazy, man.
Wicked, man.
But there was nowhere to climb. We were already as tall as it, you know. There's no up.
Wow. Okay.
Fuck, dunk your head on cement.
Here's Connecticut Computer Service.
CCS.
Or hey, how about we can call the comic book store from my hometown when I was a kid. Because he's actually a computer repair store now. I don't know why. I just want to give him
Is it the same owner?
Yeah. It's the same guy. Yeah, let me find this.
Did he used to touch you when you were a kid?
No, there was a rumor that he touched somebody. And then,
of course.
Yeah, a few years ago, Artie, who hangs out with us on the show, he called him and asked him if he was a child molester. Something stupid like that. He asked him, do you have magic tournaments? He's like, no, because too many kids were coming and staying too late. He's Puerto Rican. And he said, it's because you're a child molester. And he goes, maybe you're a child molester.
Let's see. Hey, big poppy, you a molester.
Hey, poppy. Let's see. If his name is Saudi, and he was actually a family friend of mine. It's quite an interesting story. Let me see if he probably won't recognize my voice, though. He's stupid. I got a whole story about the name of his business, how I made him change it. As a prank. It's pretty funny.
Hello, we are not available now.
Peace.
What kind of fucking business is that?
It doesn't even say what the business name is.
Yeah. It's not, hello, you've reached whatever computer service.
Yeah. No, it's
service machine. Yeah. Fix.
I don't know. Here's a different number that's listed. All right, yeah, because now it's the collectible store plus computer repair center. That's what, like, when he answers the phone, he says, thank you for calling Adventures in Computers and Computering. It's like a long-ass fucking name. Cause it's, yeah. It's combined, like, three businesses in one.
In sandwich shoppy. Yeah.
I don't ask him, do you have sandwiches, too?
Leave your message for generic place.
Please leave your message for 3865.
Yeah, pretty much.
Has a fucking goddamn business and doesn't even set the shit up.
It's the fucking worst fucking computer repair place ever.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I don't know how to work these phones. What's the number key?
Yo, fuck this.
I got computer machines to fix.
Anyway, the pound key thing, told you to remind me about the pound key story.
Yeah.
All right, I used to do customer service for a cable company, and there was a blizzard up north, and they were getting so many calls of people that their cable was down. They just set up a generic voicemail, and it said, if your service is down, you know, there's too many people calling about it, just leave your message and we'll call you back, we'll get to you, kind of. And we were sharing the audio files of this, and there was this one old lady who left a message, and she's like, what's a pound key? Oh my God! I swear! And she hung up, and we spent the rest of the year just quoting her all the time. We'd just say, what's a pound key? Yeah. And then she called back, left another message, you know, and what was she? She was like, line down. She was like really upset that her cable TV was down. It's like, God, it's not like the end of the world. It's not like your power is down. At least you got fucking power, lady.
Whatever. A fucking old ass lady would know, like, can't watch Channel 7 or whatever.
Can't watch Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the computer service. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it.
It's like, at least you can have a hot shower and cook food.
Press the number key.
Good morning, computer service.
Yeah, hey, let's say, is this Adventures in Computers?
No.
I'm looking for that kind of computer.
You have the wrong number.
Shut up. I got a computer problem. The computer won't go.
What company are you looking for?
Computer Service Incorporated Machines. The computer machine doesn't go. It doesn't go. It doesn't have power. We like, we need it to go.
One moment.
Okay.
Hi, this is Cock and Hoppy.
Hey, I'm with We Are Smart.
Okay.
And the computer does not go.
Okay. Are you looking for the IRS?
No, I'm looking for computer machines.
Oh, okay.
The computer does not go.
All right, I don't quite understand what you're talking about.
The computer it doesn't have power, it doesn't go.
Okay.
How do you make it go? Can you help us?
Where are you located?
We are smart.
Yeah, where though?
We're
computer servicing.
Yes, there you go. That's the one.
Okay. Yes.
We cannot go.
Okay.
We want what we want.
Uh-huh.
We want to be nothing if not persistent.
Uh-huh. Right. Good. Have a good day.
Hey, I'm looking for the IRS.
What would he ask if I'm looking for the IRS? What the hell was that?
It was like, there's no way I would have been able to hold a straight face.
Yeah. Did I sound like a retarded, retarded accountant or something?
I'm looking for the IRS.
Hey.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I was. That's why I called the Connecticut Computer Company.
It's fucking nuts. This is a Star Trek reference I'm doing. In the Next Generation, they found these race of really retarded fat aliens, and all they said was like, we cannot go. And they're like, okay. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's really funny.
What was it?
It's the I don't know the episode. They were called the Packleds. I don't know. I just remember like they sent Jordy over and then they tried to kidnap him because they were like, "You are smart. We want you." And he's like, "No, I'm gonna go back to my ship." And they pulled a phaser out on him. He's like, "No, you will stay." They're really dumb, but they tried to trick the Enterprise. You gotta watch it. They're just because like they you gotta see it because like they come up on them and like they put them on the view screen and they're like really fat and dumb looking. They're just like, "Ooh, like." And Riker's like, "You need assistance?" They're like, "Yes, we cannot go." Like, okay. Like, "You are strong. We are smart."
Thank you for calling computer service. If you know your party's extension, you...
enter the number you wish to transfer to.
Come on. I hit the pound key. That's what happened.
Sorry, the operator is not available.
How is the operator not available? Bullshit.
Look at press 2.
Thank you for calling computer service.
We look for things.
Computer service?
Things that make us go. We look for things that make us go. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we look for things that make us go.
Sir, what did you need?
We look for things. Things we need.
Who did you need to speak to? This is your computer.
Yeah, that's the one. Yes, you are smart. You guys are smart.
One moment.
Okay.
One IRS.
Hi, this is Peter. How can I help you?
Yes, make us strong.
I have no time for your crap.
I'm looking for the IRS, Peter. Come on.
Is there any way for the IRS to treat us? Haven't they done enough, really?
Fucking Peter.
What an asshole.
You already think I have my goddamn paycheck, so yeah. My kids can't eat.
Yeah. Someone tried to call us back. I don't know why or what for. I sent it a voicemail, but they didn't leave a message.
Who do you think it was?
I don't know. It's from the area code that we're calling today, but... I don't know. Here's Family Foot Care Center. Would you like to do that, Matt? Do you have a foot fetish?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Sure.
All right, man.
I want to know if they contact me to the IRS. Yeah.
You got nail shavings. Make a soup.
Ooh, oh, sexy and delicious.
You have reached.
Forgot. Doctor offices are on service from now for like the next 3 hours. Crazy bastards.
Jesus, they're probably all talking to the IRS.
God, they take 2 to 3 hour breaks every day and they don't even answer the fucking phone during the time. You got all the stupid answering services? God, fucking doctor's offices. You know what I'm talking about. You deal with those fucking bastards.
Yeah. I went to the doctor yesterday. He gave me a great report. I'm doing well. He's like, "Whatever you're doing, keep it up. Good. You're looking great."
Good. I'm going to call Church Corners in. You know what used to piss me off when I was in a hospital for an extended time? All these fucking doctors that would come in that I would only see once. And they're like, "Hey, how you doing? I'm Dr. Patel." I'm like, "Hi, Dr. Patel. All right, let me see how your wound's healing." "Okay, all right. Well, see you later." Just like, "Okay."
Yeah.
"All right, never see you again." And I know they probably billed like $300 for that little interaction there to the insurance company. Fucking vultures, man.
Yeah, I don't even care. Yeah. I'm living on a government dole.
Yeah. I think so. It's an N with two N's.
Uh-huh.
I don't have time for your crap, man.
Two N's for now.
I need to get water, Matt. Sorry to do this to you.
Okay.
I need to hydrate, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. Oh.
I think they were fine with it. It's free entertainment.
They're a bunch of jerks anyway. Who cares? I piss on all my fans, all my listeners. I piss on them. They were here right now. I piss on them.
It's kind of hot.
YMCA First Church. I don't know if this is a church or a YMCA or what exactly. Sounds like a scam.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of it. I'll get to the bottom of it.
YMCA Church Machine. You want to do a prank? You let me know.
I'll do it.
All right, cool. YMCA Church. Here you go. Good luck with that.
Yeah. I want to know what it is. Is it a pillow or
good
is it a pet?
Good afternoon for church.
Hi. Is this a church or a YMCA? Is it a pillow or is it a pet? Oh, it's a church. Does Jesus do the water there?
You used to what?
I used to what? I used to fuck your daughter, sweetheart.
Ooh. Wow. Now I'll call apologize. She won't pick up.
First Congregational Church, this is Louise.
Hi, honey. Look, I'm sorry. Look, my brother just called over there and said something really nasty. Was he talking to you or someone else?
Oh, he was talking to the secretary. That's why I answered the phone.
Oh, okay.
Was there a problem?
Yeah, he was really rude and nasty. Yeah. He says something really mean, and I want to apologize. Oh. He's got a lot of problems, you know?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, he's been drinking and all that today, so I'm sorry, you know? And, yeah, so this is a church?
Yes.
All right, and what's the YMCA about it, Par? Is there a shelter there?
No, the YMCA has a daycare.
Okay.
So it's just for preschool children.
It's not a place for me and my brother to come and be in a shelter and get free coffee and French toast sticks and sleep on a cot and steal other people's stuff and take a shower in front of other men.
Look at each other's
penises when we're taking a shower and have sex, gay sex.
Yeah, you'd call the YMCA, might be able to help you with something like that, but not these ones.
Or I'll call them about all that. All right, thanks.
Okay.
See ya. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
God bless.
Man. Hell yeah, man.
He got to the bottom of it.
She's like, oh, we can't do that here, but they might.
Jesus Christ. How the fuck did she take anything serious that she had to pick up the phone? Because the secretary, Braun, was so offended.
Yeah.
She's like, you just get it. I can't fucking deal with this.
Yeah. So what now? Free coffee, French toast sticks.
That's what you get.
I guess that's what they feed you there in the YMCA shelter usually.
In the shelter.
Oh, man. I'm going to look up the that shelter she was just talking about. Well, it says I got an animal shelter. Here we go, homeless shelter. All right, let me see if I can find the one she... Yeah.
They're real friendly there, typically, when you call homeless shelters.
Well, I found YWCA, but that's women, right? The YW, not the YM. YMCA is for the men.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Was it really a... Let me see. I don't see it. All right, we'll call any of them, then. Immaculate Conception in Shelton. Okay.
Immaculate Conception.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of name is that?
Yeah.
That means what? If fucking God came down and fucked somebody?
I don't know.
Let's name our homeless shelter after it. There's some poor confused broad getting molested. Some drifter.
You preach the Immaculate Conception Shelter offices.
Pieces of shit. Salvation Army Shelter, all right?
I used to have a great Satanic Army Marilyn Manson shirt. This long sleeve shirt said the Satanic Army on the front.
Cool. Satanic that, Army.
Yeah, like the same logo.
God. Remember the big deal in like a 97 with Marilyn Manson?
I went and saw so many Manson shirts.
In Orlando, there were always protests.
Good afternoon, Tommy. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a shelter where I can go have free coffee and French toast sticks and take a shower, sleep in a cot, and watch the other men take a shower together, you know?
Excuse me?
Watch the other men, you take a shower in the same bathroom and all that. Excuse me? Why is that so wrong? Matt, you try her.
Okay.
You sound like you're her type.
Yeah, hey there, sugar doll.
Good morning, this is
Yeah, hi. What was wrong with the woman that picked up before? Was that you? The one that acts like, you know, kind of an uppity person.
Kind of what, but?
Uppity. you know, like doesn't know their place. Thinks they could just hang up on people.
Is that a problem?
Yeah. I've got all kinds of problems. That's why I'm calling a homeless shelter. My life's falling apart, and I need some place to stay. Oh. It hurts my pussy lips just thinking about it. Where am I going to get my French toast steak, sweetie?
What's that?
Where? Where do I get the French toast sticks?
For what? What do you need, Steph?
I need a franchise for my McDonald's.
For your what?
The McDonald's. Yeah, I need a franchise.
For McDonald's?
For your donuts. We need to franchise your donuts. Right now, I'm calling from overseas.
I'm sorry, on the wrong line.
Am okay? I? Is this the IRS?
Okay. Thank you, sir. Bye. You're on the wrong line.
Me?
She doesn't mean the phone line. She just means, like, you're on the wrong path. You're on the wrong.
Oh, my God. Why would she talk to me so long? I'm laughing.
You're saying I'm talking about your pussy lips, and I lost. I started laughing. I don't know if you can hear me. Like, what are my pussy lips going to do? They're hurting, or whatever the fuck you said.
Yeah. Franchise.
French toast sticks sound good, man.
You can dial your party extension at any time.
Watch another bitch shower from my God.
01.
This is the house of. So I guess I gotta have.
This is Susan. I can't take your call right now. Please leave me a message. Thank you.
Did she say there's some reason I can't take your call right now?
House of.
I've been playing with my party extension
at any time. For the office manager, please dial 201.
Transferring to. One moment, please.
What?
This season, I'm not available to take your call right now.
I really don't have a place to stay. Transferring to.
I really got some jokes for House of Bullshit. <Bullshit. laughs>
Pick up somebody.
Hello?
Is that House of Shane?
I can take a message for you. Who are you trying to reach?
What do you do there? Are you message woman?
No. Bookkeeper?
You're a what? A queefer?
The bookkeeper.
Oh, that's cool, honey. That's nice.
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Eddie. This is House of right?
Right.
How many sandwiches you got?
Huh?
How many sandwiches you got?
Are you looking for the soup kitchen?
Well, yeah, or something. Yeah, it's House of.
Hold on 1 second. Let me switch you to the right person.
To place an order. Place an order to soup kitchen.
House of.
Yes, is this the soup kitchen?
No, this is the main office.
What's your name, honey, baby?
No, my name is Sister Maureen, and I don't appreciate being called honey or baby.
Oh, man, labia, you know? I wanted to talk to someone about the soup kitchen.
Well, you have to call the soup kitchen.
All right. And do you know about, like, the clitoris and the vaginal openings and all that?
Do you know about Hail Satan?
She's the sister, and I just asked about the clitoris and vaginal openings. She didn't like Honey Baby either.
Who the fuck gives up their life? I'm going to go be married to God.
Married to fucking invisible ghost.
Yeah, this fucking made-up fucker that lives in the sky in a fantasy book that was written a long time ago.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. You don't believe in baby Jesus and all that?
Oh, I got it. I used to work with this Polack dude that's like, what do you mean you don't believe in little baby Jesus? His name was Giano. Oh my God. And I would just scream at him. I was like, fuck you. He went and told the boss. He's like, every day he come and put middle fingers up and say, fuck you, Giano.
Every day. Fucking Polish. You should have told him the dumb Polog jokes. See if you thought.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be like, "Fuck you! I hate you! Fucking hate you! You stupid goddamn trick!"
Yeah.
Wow. Why don't you go tell on me again, fucking idiot?
Anyway, for a nun, she's pretty feminist, right? God, she's really not.
She's all funny. About it.
Don't you call me honey, baby? It's like, what's your problem?
You've reached the voicemail. But she's unavailable to take.
Oh. Transferring wow. to extension 500. One moment, please.
He gets taken us back to the same place.
House of Thrift Shop.
Yes, may I speak with the Sister Margaret or Walter?
Sister Maureen or caller at the home program. This is not the right number.
Because I called her and she was saying all these sexual things to me. You know, I was really offended.
Well, if you want to talk to her, you have to call her at the home program.
All right, but why would she just start talking about sexual things?
I don't know. You'll have to ask her. Bye.
Like, what's a labia? Toast.
You can dial your party's extension at any time. To the office.
One moment, please.
We didn't get a hold of her before, right?
Yeah, no, we did not. Yes, is this...
No.
Oh, hello, yes.
Do you need Susan?
I was talking to the soup kitchen, and they didn't...
Listen, is this the gentleman that just called?
Maybe. Why? Is it a problem? Is it going to be bad if I call back?
I would prefer you not call here. I didn't appreciate your choice of words.
Listen, do you know that Jesus forgave even those who crucified him?
Listen, please. Please.
Okay,
thank
I'm sorry.
You.
I'm sorry.
Bye. Listen. Bye.
You know, Jesus...
What would the water the guy that delivers the water say about your...
Hey, Susan, call, man.
What would he say about your bad conduct?
To the office, man. Transferring to...
Happy Blessed Afternoon. This is...
Yeah, Jesus said, gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Okay, think about it. You tell that sister, the witch, about that, all right?
I don't want to hear this. Goodbye.
Yeah, okay. Gather ye rosebuds while you may. I'm sure he's...
The house... I wonder if they all menstruate at the same time.
God, can you imagine the massive menstruations a nun has?
Those pipes are all clogged up.
God.
Pussy lips.
It's like a big red truck driving through, man.
Brr, brr.
Wow. All right. Now that we've completely grossed everybody out.
They're the good fans.
Yeah. Maybe a few more calls here before I call out a day.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's a DMD doctor? Is that a dentist? I don't know.
I don't know.
Sounds like a dentist because it's an American.
DMD would be a trippy doctor. Take you into the void, man.
Oh, it says dentistry, so that was right, yeah. Another clue is that it's an American name, so it's not Indian, so you're pretty sure, I guess, it's a dentist. There are not a lot of Indian dentists, but God, they're everywhere else, those fucks. How many Dr. Patels do you ever see?
I don't know. A lot. The doctor I saw yesterday was a white guy.
Dr. Roth's office.
Yeah, I first of all want to say thank God that Dr. Roth is American, right? That he's not like an Indian doctor or something like that.
Who's calling?
This is Eddie, and I've been to a few of these Indian doctors and stuff, and dirty hands and all that. You know, they don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. You know, and they play that loud music when you go to the doctor's office. These Indian doctors. Completely bullshit. Indian doctors are just as professional. Thank God.
Told for comedy purposes.
I'm like, thank God you're a white place.
White power.
I should have asked if it was a Jewish doctor.
Because you wouldn't deal with that either, would you?
No. Best doctors and good doctors and good lawyers, man. You might want to hate them. I know you do, but you agree. You agree. If you really had a big lawsuit, you'd be like, "Yeah, Mr. Goldberg."
I remember in fucking high school, some shy broad was talking about Jewing something down, and the teacher's like, "Hey, you don't say that." Like some of us, like Matt there, I think he's Jewish, yeah. And I was like, "What the fuck?"
What? Okay.
Yeah, I like woke up from my drug-induced slumber. The fuck are you talking about?
There's some guy complaining about you in the chat room that you're annoying. You know? Who is that?
Yeah.
Fuck that Shanahan guy. He doesn't like you.
The number you are calling, 8.
I don't want to know.
Don't listen to Pussy Lip.
Yeah, Pussy Lips. I'll edit a special version for you with no Matt. That's for you. It'll be great. It'll sound like I'm talking to myself, but some of the pranks will be like pretty quiet. This is me listening to Matt. Anyway, a Vietnamese restaurant.
Can I ask him if Lyndon Johnson really is a bad egg?
All right. Yeah. Jai just called you.
Yeah, hello?
Hello. This is a Vietnamese restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah. Is Lyndon Johnson really a bad egg? Would you and your people agree?
Honey, my boss, he's not here right now. I do shit coop right now. I picked up the phone.
But Lyndon Johnson, is he a bad egg?
What you like, want from me? What you want you, from me, honey?
I want your hand in marriage, sweetie baby.
Yeah, I need Jacques de Cajun.
Yeah, I think I want to marry you. I think you're the lady. I think I want to get married and settle down with you. You know
what? She call you a pig? What was that? Or bitch? You say beach? What was that? Fucking Christ.
Her pussy lips are all in a fucking fervor.
That's what her pussy lips said that way. Me. Her big pink pussy lips.
They're not pink. They're like some off brown. Yeah.
Her boss is Lyndon B. Johnson, so I'm guessing she's from South Vietnam. I'm trying to call her back. Let me ask her something.
Hello, dear.
Hey, honey. I'll let make an order.
You tell me, honey.
Okay, I want you to pull out of Saigon and Quezon.
What mean your Saigon, honey? I don't understand.
I want you to pull the 83rd infantry.
I need somebody can for English because I speak no good.
No? Are you stupid?
Hello?
Hey, Didi Mao.
What do you need?
I need Didi Mao. All right, I need to give you an order.
Do you need the...
Yeah, listen, there's some NVA regulars just outside of town. We wanted to send you boys out over there to take a look at them.
We at the restaurant, Vietnamese restaurant. Do you need the order?
Yeah, why do you have so much rice in your village, huh? You don't need this much rice to feed your people. Are you feeding Viet Cong?
The rice?
Are you feeding North Vietnamese troops with all these rice? I got a good mind to turn over all your rice, turn it over on the ground and soil
Vietnamese
it.
Vietnamese rice?
Yeah.
What is it?
I want 2 bags of Vietnamese rice. I'm going to turn them over in the soil.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to make them dirty. I'm going to shit on your food. All right. Cool.
Are you feeding the Canadian cook? Yeah. Oh, my God. Too much rice, fucker. Yeah.
My uncle in Vietnam, he told me personally that he felt really bad because once they went to, like, a village and they burned all their rice down, like all their rice paddies, and they found a hut. He said they found a hut and they just had all this fucking rice up to the ceilings and shit. Yeah. And it was like 30 people that lived there, and they're like, you don't need this. It was like enough rice for them for like 10 years or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is horse shit. You know, this commander's like, this is horse shit. So they took all the rice, but instead of just getting rid of it, they filed it. He said they all like shit and pissed on it and all this shit. Yeah, I remember I was like, holy crap, man. It's like, oh, yeah, man.
And shot people in the head and fucked the hole.
Yeah, he said, no, I don't think he ever did that. Yeah. You remember that game, Operation Wolf for the NES?
Yeah.
All right. My mom got mad at him because we were at home playing Operation Wolf on NES with the zapper gun, right?
Yeah.
And he took his turn and he was shooting everything on the screen. And, you know, and like, every once in a while, you know, there'll be like a good guy running across, like a kid on crutches or a nurse or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, Uncle Tony, don't shoot that guy. He's one of the villagers. And he's like, ah, that's just a Vietnamese. My mom heard him and like got like really mad. She's like, you know, don't talk to him about stuff like that. Or are you crazy? Shit. He was like laughing, you know. And I was like, wow. I really do think he killed some innocent people.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while he would drop, like that was the first sign. And after that, he kind of, I've never talked to him about it since, but next time I go to Puerto Rico, I'm going to ask him because he was fucking awesome. He actually spoke English, you know, because he was in the service. Yeah. So I didn't speak that much Spanish, at the time. So I could talk to him a lot. It was kind of cool. But yeah, anyway, yeah, he killed Vietnamese. I was 8 years old and he made a joke about it and pissed off his sister, my mom. All right. Here's, Board of Education.
That funny story brought to you by the IRS and Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah. Brought to you by Operation Wolf by Data East. I think that was a Data East game. I'm not sure.
Data East.
Probably.
I remember it would talk and then it's like Data East.
Oh, there was Bad Dudes where when you beat the level,
I'm bad.
NES was like, hey, bad. So it's so bad. I remember the arcade, it was like, oh, I'm bad. NES was like, bad. That was fucking stupid. All right.
Bad Dudes.
All right. Architects.
Machines.
Yeah. Isn't that the story? Isn't that the game where they're like, are you a bad enough dude to save the president's daughter?
Yeah. I just recently got a big ass meme like torrent down, and there's so many like real cheesy like beat 'em ups.
Oh, dude, I was playing Final Fight the other day. That's fun as hell, man.
Studio Architects.
Hey, this is Hagar. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Look, I got a problem.
You do?
Yeah. Listen, I was going in front of one of these buildings, and I got attacked. I was really mad. Right? Cause they took my daughter. So I started going after the bad guys and I had this move where I twirl around with my arms out, you know? And I was wearing like dress pants and this button up shirt. But you could see my chest and the sleeves were rolled up.
Who would you like?
Do you have that one guy from the boxing ring with the katana sword?
I think you have the wrong number.
Studio Architects.
Yes.
Yeah. There's that one guy from the boxing.
He doesn't work here anymore.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. He left a long time ago.
Why? Where did he go?
He's in Boston somewhere.
Yeah? Do you like him? You talk
to him? Who is this?
Did he ever come around talking to you, you know? Like, hey, what's up? Get your dirty hands on me, you know? You know what I mean?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, listen, you know what I told those kids? I said, get your meat hooks off my daughter. All right, whatever. Anyway, I was trying to... I don't know what the fuck I was doing with that.
Oh my gosh, she said, hi, Hagar.
Yeah. Oh, hi, hi.
He made that noise when he did spin around. Yeah. He'd go, rawr. My ma just called and said my new laptop has been delivered.
All right.
So I'm going to go down there. Yeah.
What you got, a Dell machine? What you got?
No, another little Acer fucker.
Oh, cool. Nah.
No, it's a cheap little thing. I'll end up giving it to her. Like, if I ever get my back disability money, I'm going to get, like, the best laptop I can get and then get that Oculus Rift.
Okay.
And that's the last anybody's going to see of me.
You're just going to live on the Oculus Rift. You got to yeah, pick a game, too.
I'm gone. Like, fuck the world. I'm going to live in some virtual shit like the Lawnmower Man.
Is that out? Yeah, I mean, I know about it and the whole thing. And they were going to integrate it in a few games.
Yeah.
That were coming out. I don't know. It had to be a
There's
good game.
This one video where there's like a dude's like looking at like a scan of like dudes in underwear and naked broads. Nice. And they look like fucking real.
Nice.
He's like, it's unnerving. He's like, it's weird, like, standing this close to somebody. It feels real. And he climbs up a ladder to get a better view on this one broad because she's way taller than him.
That sounds kind of creepy. What's that effect? Isn't there an effect that the human body, when it sees something like an android, you know, like those Japanese ones, like it gives you a disgusted feeling? You know what I'm talking about?
The uncanny valley thing.
Yes, uncanny valley, exactly. I'd be afraid of that happening, you know?
Well, it looks, no, this shit looks, I'll send you a link to the fucking video. It's like crazy.
Cool. If they had that for like EVE Online, I'd be totally hooked. I would be all the time.
You know they will.
They have to, right? That game is made for Oculus, for the Rift. It's called Oculus Rift, right?
Yeah.
And so you didn't donate to the crowdfunding?
No,
whatever it was,
but
right?
You can buy them for $300 a developer kit right now.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's kind of
cool. No, it's not bad at all. But I'm saying I want like a fancy ass goddamn computer.
All right.
So I figure I'll spend like maybe $3,000 or $2,000 for a computer and buy that.
You can build a pretty good one with that.
I'm gonna get a laptop so I can go in the shitter and talk at night.
That's so weird how you do that. That's what you do, right? Usually,
yeah. Right. Well, it's only room with the door.
Cool, and it has good acoustics in there. So it does. Yeah, it's probably the best acoustics in your house unless you got a special room there. Hey, we're blabbing too much. Here's Ham Connections. I have no idea. I don't know.
I want to make a connection.
All right, cool.
I remember fucking with people on some sex line. I'm trying to get connected, and I kept playing a Mothra toy into the phone. Ching, ching, ching. I'm looking to get connected.
Good afternoon. Connections, am I ever speaking?
Yeah, hi there. I'm trying to get connected. Are you the one to talk to about that?
About?
Getting connected. You know what I mean.
Matt is calling?
Yeah, it's Maddie. How you doing, sweetheart? And who are you?
My name is Yamira. Are you registered with us?
That's a very pretty name. I thought it was going to be like Pussy Lips. That's not. Yeah, no. I'd like to register, too.
Okay, you would have to come in between 9 to 11 or 1 to 3, and you need to have two forms of ID when you come in.
I can print them off on the computer machine. I don't need to bring the sex offender card, though, right?
I'm sorry?
The card that says I'm a registered sex offender, I leave that at home. Nobody wants to connect with the sex offender, so I'll keep that under wraps.
Okay, no, you don't need that with you.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to get connected, and then I'm going to fucking train them broads up in the basement.
Okay, you are very disrespectful. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Hiller. Goodbye. Wow, you're very disrespectful. Looking in the chat, good call. Looking in the chat room, Ego Trips is it Ego Trip? He's got, and I want my first thing, dude. When I get a house, when I actually, hopefully, the next year, I'm gonna leave my apartment with my wife, and we're gonna get a house here. Dude, I'm gonna get a MAME cabinet. That's gonna be like on top of my list. I don't want it. I would have gotten it by now, probably, but I'm in an apartment. I know I'm going to either move or go into a house at some point, and I'm on a second floor. It's going to be a bitch to get that downstairs. Mm-hmm. But, dude, I want to get a main cabinet and put that in the basement. It's going to be so fucking sweet because you can even put Super Nintendo games on it. But just to be able to play all those classic arcade games, I don't know if you've ever seen the YouTube.
The one with, like, have a trackball and a fucking everything on it. Totally. Just so you can play every game.
Yeah, and then I was thinking, like, could you get the light gun where, like, Operation Wolf and some of the other games. You know.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah. That gun.
Because the gun.
Or that one Terminator 2 game.
Yes.
The guns.
Yeah, that's true. Anybody could beat that game if you had enough quarters.
Yeah.
You know, you could just keep pumping quarters, but you would spend like $100 if you sold. Yeah.
The only time I ever beat Smash TV was I found a broken one, and when you hit it hard enough, it'd go bingo, and you get another life.
Sweet.
And so I was punching the shit out the change return, and I was like, I fucking beat the goddamn thing.
Nice. By beating it, literally. Yeah,
I beat it. Literally.
Smash TV. That's
Smash TV was so awesome.
Yeah, but dude, to be able to, at my house, play the arcade invasion, like, arcade version of the Simpsons arcade game would be fucking awesome, you know?
That game was awesome.
Dude, that would be awesome. And like the Turtles, the first Turtles arcade game.
Yeah, the four player game.
Yeah, that's, you know, there was the X-Men one, right? That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember. Oh, there's so many. Like mid-90s.
That fucking Simpsons one. I've recently played the Simpsons one on MAME and beat it.
Yeah, I've got MAME here on my laptop. I play it all the time with a USB controller, but to have a cabinet's going to be dope. And that and a pool table. I'm definitely going to have a nice tricked out basement.
That will be nice.
Yeah, and then I'm going to have my little madhouse studio in the corner and probably like soundproof an area for it and all. It's going to be real dope. But hey, I got to find the house first, you know.
Yeah.
Now's the time to buy. Yeah, the one first
I need a house.
Yeah, first.
To do all my plants.
But then I'll have the best fucking man cave ever. All right. Here's Children's Magic by Ryan.
What?
Oh no, by Pyari. What the hell kind of name is that? It sounds like fucking something. Children's Magic. I don't know. You think it's a clown? Let me see. Let me look at the site.
It's for Bryce.
Yeah, it is. It's a fucking magician, and he looks like fucking... You know who he looks like? You remember X-Pac from the WWF back in the day?
Oh, Jesus,
he looks just, he looks like that guy in a suit and bow tie. Hang on. Let me send you a... I'll post a link in the Skype chat for you to see.
Okay.
See this guy? I don't know. He's not American. Whatever he is.
His name was like unpronounceable.
Yeah, it's like Pyari. It's like Indian.
Pyari. It sounds like some idiot.
He's a magician who entertains children and families in the area. Most of his shows are performed at birthday parties. He does.
He looks so good. Like he's actually pulling a rabbit out of
hat. Yeah, he literally is pulling a rabbit out of the fucking hat.
Photos? I gotta look at.
With live rabbits and doves. All right.
A rabbit that just appeared. Nice. A magical dove. Or miscellaneous. Strange ones in vans.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Hey, everybody, listen to us. Fucking peruse websites.
All right, here it is.
I think there was one arcade. Hello?
Yeah, is that the magic? The magician homo?
This is the number for... Magic.
Yeah, it's like a effeminate magician man.
Is this Sitaram?
Yes.
So how
talented is he? What does he do?
Oh, he's pretty good.
He only works with rabbits and doves. Can he do? Does he?
Oh no, he does all kinds of stuff.
Can he do chickens?
Fireball.
Hey, buddy, can you make the car disappear?
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to come down and use your evil magic to make a car disappear.
Okay, can you hold on a second?
Okay.
Can I help you?
Yeah, listen, there's this car that's been parked in my driveway for a while now. I've been separated from my wife, okay?
Yeah.
So I've been living in a hotel, and I've been going by every morning. And there's this strange car in the driveway of the house, and I think it's like another man, and it's there right now. So I wanted you to come down and we'll cover up the car like in a big tarp or something, and you can use your evil devil magic to make it disappear and replace it with a chicken, you know? Right? And then we'll fuck the chicken. You know,
okay.
Fucking the chicken for the fucking devil. All right. We're fucking the chicken for the devil.
I bet that's the first time you said that. Oddly enough, it isn't.
God, that was stupid, but at least he got a laugh out of it.
He was all about it. Yeah. I posted a nice picture in the chat for people to see of him holding a severed arm.
Severed arm was like a little half picture.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking at the link. I just want to see what it looks like. Severed arm. Oh, man. Oh, that's him? Oh, wow. Yeah. What the fuck is with him? He looks like fucking Kevin Spacey in this picture.
In Seven.
Yeah. They kind of like, yeah.
Like, open the box, fucker.
Yeah, open the box. What's in the box? What's in the box? All right, I'll call him back and ask him what's in the box, and we'll leave him alone. What the fuck? Why not, right? What's in the box? If I was on his performances and he was doing a trick with a box, I would scream that. What's in the box? What's
in the box? That'd be rage.
He looks fucking weird.
It's rage is in the box.
It looks like he's holding a customized fleshlight.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Hello. We are not available now.
Oh,
please leave your name and phone.
They don't want to answer anymore. All right.
I want to know what's in the box.
What's in the box? Oh.
Seven's a pretty awesome movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't remember. The first guy got fed all the lasagna or something?
Fed him to death and popped his gut.
That was Sloth. Sloth. Big Sloth.
The guy
in our chat room. You think that's what he got that name from? I bet you that is. That guy is sick. Anyway, Family Dollar. It's called the Dollar Store. All these southern towns all these small towns I keep calling, they have Family Dollars all over the place. It's a great place.
I wonder if I can get a customized fleshlight that looks like
the severed arm. Yeah, it's like you're fucking the bone hole.
I'll see. I want to see if they have that. Because they have Halloween stuff now, don't they?
Thank you for calling Family Dollar. How may I help you?
How you doing, dear? Do you guys have Halloween stuff yet?
Yes.
Do you? Okay, I'm looking for like a severed arm. It sounds I want to use it as a customized fleshlight and either wrap the hand around my cock or fucking the bone.
I have not seen that yet. That's not to say we won't get it. We've gotten most of the candy so far.
Okay. I want candy. Okay. Bubblegum and taffy. Skip to the sweet shop.
You have to come check. I'm not sure they're still putting it out.
Do you have candy gummy pussies?
I don't know.
All right.
You'd have to come look.
All right. I'll go look. See if you have candy
gummy. Okay, thank you.
I'm going to write that down. Candy gummy pussies. All right. It's in my list.
Candy
Thanks.
Gummy cookies?
Pussies. Like vaginas made out of gummy candy?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, they feel
Pussy
great.
Lips.
Yeah, they feel so good, you know, and they start like, they conform to your part privates.
Why don't you come check things out? Thank you.
All right. Oh, yeah. That's secret code for lift up her skirt and look. Why don't you come check things out? She pulled the end of her skirt to the side a little bit while she said that
right
to me.
Here.
Yeah, and
she's always on webcam pointed at her fucking gooch all day.
She twisted her long hair while she said
that. She tied her pubes in a knot. Oh. She made a noose out of them and had them hanging in front of the pussy lips.
Candy gummy pussies. She's like, oh, yeah, come check it out. Well, maybe we do. Maybe we do. All right. Stupid. You want to call a Subway restaurant? That's always fun.
Sure.
All right.
I hate Subway. I'd have to stand there and watch people do shit. I just want to say number two and leave.
Subway was good, like, in the early 90s. That was the last time that place was really good. These
all I've
really
ever
good.
Had there is a meatball sub. That's the only thing I've ever ate at Subway. Yeah.
When they first came around where I lived, they were really good. The mid-90s or mid to late 90s, they fell off.
They're just not doing it, huh?
Nope.
So we can help you.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys do custom fillings at all if I bring in some stuff?
Some what?
I wanted to bring in some stuff to have you guys put on the sandwich. I'll give you a little extra money.
Bring in some stuff and have us put it on the sandwich?
Yeah, I've got some green butter I want you to put on it before you warm it up.
Hold on, let me ask for that.
Yeah, because you got to put it on before
Can he bring in some stuff so we can put it on his sandwich before we make it?
Green butter. Tell him green butter.
Okay, sure.
Tell him it's canna butter. Tell him.
It's canna butter.
Yeah.
He says canna butter.
Canna butter?
She don't know what that is.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, just, you know, don't, if anyone asks, like, what is that, just say it's regular butter, you know?
Huh?
Just that, you know, we can't share with anybody, and it's for me to keep whatever's left. All right? It's really expensive butter. But you gotta put it on the bread before you toast it or put toppings on it so you get the full effect, you know, from the cannabis, the THC oil inside the butter, you know?
Yeah.
Cause it gets you real fucked up, you know? It's
hold
weed.
On. Hold
it's,
on a second.
It's weed fucking
butter. Hello?
Yeah, listen, it's canna butter, you know? Buddha butter? Green butter? I make it.
I don't know. You want us to put it on the bread?
Yeah, because if you have to put it on the bread before you add the toppings so you get as high as possible.
Okay, that's fine. I guess you could bring it in.
Yeah, I made it. You know, I drop a few
and
bucks.
And once it's not too much and messy or anything like that, we'll be able to do it.
Totally. Hey, you guys want to break off some for yourselves? That's cool too, you know?
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, all right. All right, we'll have a nice party.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye. Cool. Bye. All right.
They were pretty fucking cool. They're like, yeah, bring it in.
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Let's all get high.
Let's all get high.
I work at a sandwich place for a minimum wage. What do I give a shit?
Fuck yeah. She's like, hell yeah. You know, we're all going to eat. That'd be so awesome. You know, everyone's just hanging out.
You come in with a jar of fucking weed. Butter.
They're like, we all share some of it, you know, and then they're like, they lock the doors and, you know, get a strobe light going and we're all dancing.
And pussy lips come out, everybody's happy.
Hell yeah. It'd be awesome. Just imagining some Jimi Hendrix fucking playing in the background and we're all like,
cool. They got medical weed becomes legal here in June.
Sweet. Where's here? Where are you?
It's Chicago.
Oh, Illinois? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice. Very good. Good for you. It was Rahm Emanuel in favor of that? Did he have any beef with
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, is he your mayor? Like, are you literally in Chicago? Wow.
I'm like fucking right across where the Union Hall, where the baby things go down in the Untouchables.
Ah.
Those big steps. Like, that's right across the street from me.
Okay. Cool.
Like, the Sears Tower is like a couple blocks away.
Oh, whatever they call it now, the Willis Tower.
Yeah, that's so stupid. It's Sears Tower.
Still the Sears Tower. All right, look. Here's axle and spindle truck repair. This will probably be the last call, because I'm pooped. You know, I'm done running out of ideas here.
Well, you make it good then, buddy.
Yeah. Jane Wars has called Milkman about the weed butter. You got a point. He tells us all about it. He explained it. It's all there. Yeah, you are.
Thank you for calling.
Yes. Hey, I wanted to see if anybody there wanted a sandwich from the Exxon station.
Oh, let me ask.
All right, it's free sandwich. And hey, listen, before you go, you there?
Yes.
It has canna butter in it.
Who's this?
Canna butter. Oh, this is Eddie. I'm at the Exxon station. I made some weed butter and put it on our sandwiches, you know, but we made too many. We can't sell them because, you know, some kid gets in and gets really high. It'd be bad, you know. So, see if anyone wants a sandwich, you know, one of these marijuana butter sandwiches, you know?
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
All right, yeah. How many do you need?
Just make a bunch. We'll go pick them up.
All right, you're going to eat them together? Like, you guys want to hang out and eat them together? You know?
I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll close the doors, put the clothes sign on, you know, we'll put on a little Jimi Hendrix. On the radio, you know?
Okay.
You know, or we can play Magic Carpet Ride. That's a good song when you're getting high at work, you know? And we'll dance around, you know, and you can... Are you wearing a t-shirt or what do you got on today?
I don't know. Sound like you have a lot of experience.
Yeah, you can pull up your polo shirt, you know, and show your bra, you know? All the women just show in their bras and all the men take their shirts off.
Okay.
All right, cool.
And we'll what else is there?
And we'll listen to Magic Carpet Ride. Hey, how are you guys? Penis? Vagina? Penis? Ejaculation?
Pussy lips.
Pussy lips. Big black pussy lips.
With crust. The crust and the cunt. And it comes apart and the blood and the wetness comes out when you get turned on. Hey, I want to talk to Axel about repairing my truck.
Is Axel there? Is Duff there? Hello?
To any of the members of GNR, we want to talk to them about fixing the truck. Hey, do you have long pubes? Do you ever, like, do you make a bow out of them above your big pussy lips?
Oh, shit. Finally, she left. All right, man, I'm done.
That was fun.
This is a great Magic Carpet Ride show. All right, thanks for being on, Matt.
Hey, yeah, thanks, buddy.
And bye, everybody else. Yeah, you don't know what you will find when you're in the Madhouse carpet machine. Yeah, bye.
We're not playing games here.
I fuck you, son of a bitch, you.
You're calling us, White Trash? You little motherfucker, I'm gonna be down at that store. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
You dope-head motherfucker.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Shit on you.
Visit us at madhouselive.com.
And they call them muppets, which is a British term that means a stupid, ignorant person.